Tisha Talks Switches.
Hello, and welcome to Tisha Talks Switches. I'm Aries from ZSA, and with me here today is Tisha, our resident Switch expert and support lead. How are you today, Tisha?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
Good, good. Can't complain. Well, I can't complain. It is actually a bit cloudy and rainy, but not too bad. I mean, all in all, I'm happy.
Sure. It's like 5 million degrees here. So definitely worth complaining about. But yeah, other than that, I guess everything's okay.
That's good. That's good. So, White.
Yeah.
What switches are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're really only going to talk in detail about one, which is the Kale Box White. We used to carry two white switches, the other one being, as you might be able to guess, Cherry MX White. But Cherry discontinued that switch, so we no longer carry it either. There are keyboards out there of ours that have this switch, so if anyone is familiar with it and maybe wants to compare it to the Kale Box White, we can talk a little bit about it. It was a kind of slightly heavier, maybe medium weight, clicky switch with a muted sounding, kind of lower pitched click. Than something like Cherry MX Blue, for example. But yeah, it isn't being made anymore. And confusingly, there also is a switch called Cherry MX Nature White, which was something different.
Nature White?
Yes.
So basically the type of switch that you just find like in the woods, in the wild.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe they grew on some sort of tree. I think Cherry also may have discontinued those as well. I am not really sure. Now, I guess it's been a little while since I've looked, but the last time I looked, the information about Cherry MX Nature White was not very conclusive.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think that Cherry is not making a switch with white in its name right now.
I think my favorite piece of trivia on the MX White is that in Asia, it used to be called milk. Apparently, they called the MX Clear white in Asia. So then they ended up calling the white milk.
Oh, interesting. I mean, it was confusing no matter what, because you had white and clear in English speaking, and just maybe outside of Asia. But both of them had basically white stems.
Right.
You had to look at them really closely to tell them apart.
Yeah, like I think the white, the MX White, aka milk, had like a little nub or something, like a teeny tiny protrusion, I think, on the stem or something. Anyways.
Oh, you could be right. All I know is that the clear was like slightly more translucent looking. Anyway, also, if you buy the switch sample pack, the variety pack of switches for us, I believe that the ones that are available right now still do have a Cherry MX White switch in them, because we put those variety packs together when we still had stock of Cherry MX White switches. So that may be a little confusing for some people. Sorry about that.
Or a way to get your hands on a vintage switch.
That's true. Maybe you could sell it on eBay for like $500. I don't know. Please do not quote me on that.
So really what's available now is the box white, the Kale Box White.
Yes.
So what sort of switch is that?
Well, it also is a clicky switch. We kind of describe it as having a muted click. It is a sort of light / medium weight switch. I believe its force rating is the same as Cherry MX Brown and Kale Box Brown, although it, you know, it feels different, as you know, as it would, because it's a different type of switch. So it's not heavy but not super light, and it's clicky but not particularly loud. Those are the basics. It's a box switch, so it's got a little box around the stem, and it is an RGB switch, so it's available for Moonlander and for the Glow keyboards. But because it's a box switch, it's not available for the Ergodox Easy Original or Shine, or for the Plank Easy without backlighting because of keycap compatibility issues.
Right. You know, speaking of the general box design, when doing a bit of research for this episode, I came across the Kono website, kono.store. That's, they sell nice mechanical keyboards, and they sell some loose box white switches, and I really like their copy. They say here, and I guess this goes for all box switches. It says the slider design and sealed contacts provide superior contaminant protection. You know, like it sounds very hardcore. If liquids or dust somehow penetrate a switch, lower housing vents and a slider drainage port eject the unwanted substances. I like that. I don't know if that's a piece of copy that I like. And it makes me feel good about box switches. Like, man, like those are very serious switches.
Yeah, that's cool. I guess the one thing that would worry me a little bit about that, the eject part, is that where it's going to eject stuff is like right onto your PCB.
That is a fair point. Yes, it will eject it onto the circuit board.
So I wouldn't count on them to protect your keyboard from spills, but the switches themselves are going to be a little more resilient, I guess. That's how I might think about it.
Right, which actually, I mean, if you cache a spill on time, it does allow you to quickly, pop everything off, open the housing, and just wipe down the circuit board, and maybe you'll be okay. Like some people have done that, right?
Or just like everyday dust, they probably are better protected from, just everyday dust and stuff that totally does get onto and into your keyboard, and there are minor like little drips and stuff that happen.
Cat hair proof.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Okay, this kind of level of environmental protection goes to all box switches, like we said. But if we go back to the white, so I guess I almost always ask this, who is a good candidate for a box white switch? Like, who should think about maybe getting one or trying one out?
I tend to kind of think of them as sitting between one of the brown switches and the Cherry MX Blue because they're clicky, which the blue switch is, but they're not as loud and they're lower pitched. So if you think you might like something clicky, but maybe a somewhat more office mate slash housemate friendly click, this might be a good option. Or if you're thinking, I like the sound of a tactile switch like a brown switch, but I want something just a little bit more, I want something just a little extra.
Although these would be lighter than the brown, right? In terms of like the actual actuation force.
They might be rated so, but to me, they feel just the tiniest bit heavier than the Kale Box Brown, which might be just because of the clicker. I don't know if they have a bar or a leaf or, what mechanism they use, but,
I think it's
there's,
bar.
So there's another little something in there, probably just adding a tiny bit more resistance. And I think that the bump on the Kale Box White feels just a tiny bit firmer than the Kale Box Brown. So, yeah.
So if I like the idea of having a clicky switch, but maybe my, like you said, my office mates or housemates are not excited about the idea, this would be a good switch to kind of almost a compromise.
Yeah, if the people that you share a space with really want things quiet, then maybe not. But if you think going, say, one step above in noise level, one step above a standard tactile switch, then this might be a good choice. I might think of, say, a blue switch compared to a brown switch as being two or three steps in noise level, to use a shaky metaphor. There's quite a bit of difference. There's less difference between the Kale Box White and a tactile switch in noise level.
And so going back to the tactility of it, so if I understand correctly, you say that as a result, maybe as a result of having a click bar, the tactile aspect of it is crisper than, let's say, a brown?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not a huge difference, but it's a little difference.
Do you have a board with or some box whites lying
I
around?
do, yeah. I don't know if you can hear this, but this is a Kale Box Brown, and this is the Box White.
Oh, interesting. So the click is actually very subtle. You know, had you played that to me and said, "Is that a clicky switch?" I don't even know if I would say, "Yes, it's clicky." Like it really blends in there.
Yeah, it really does. It's maybe just a little bit louder tactile. If you really listen, you can kind of hear that. It's almost more like a crunch than a click. I think typing on it quickly, it's almost more like the sound of walking on gravel.
Interesting. So it's not very high pitched.
Right. So here's blue, which has that kind of ticky sound, and white.
Oh, definitely lower pitched.
Right. I'll always say this when we play the sounds of switches. This is how they sound in my keyboards, on my desk, in my room, under my fingers. All of those elements are going to be different for you. I would use these sounds that you hear as general guidelines, but I would expect things to sound different for you because they're going to be used differently. Your environment and your use is going to be a bit different than mine, or maybe a lot different.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
I have to say, I've never given the box white switches very serious thought. Like, this is the first time I've been really considering them since we've decided to start offering them, of course, when I first looked at them. And this is kind of making me want to try them out. Maybe I'll fit a board with box white. I mean, it's a nice switch, like something that's clicky but not too demanding, and that maybe is okay for a call, even possibly like to be typing on while you're on a call. That sounds pretty good.
Right. I would say if you're on a call and your microphone isn't like right by your keyboard, then yeah, might not be too bad. Like I'm using a headset mic right now, not one sitting on my desk. I'm at a standing desk. So I'm standing above the keyboard. The microphone is right in front of my face. And if I don't put it any closer to the keyboard and just press the switch, I mean, clearly you're going to hear that. But maybe it's not so loud that it. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that's an interesting point, I think, in general, with regards to typing sounds while on calls, because if they're not too loud, it almost connotes like, oh, I'm being productive, like I'm taking notes
Exactly.
and I'm engaged.
Right.
And then if it's like super loud, it's I'm derailing the call.
Right. Exactly. Depending on who else is on the call for you or whatever, it could also connote, I'm posting to Twitter, but who knows? Yeah, I think it's a really nice feeling switch, and I kind of think that if you're wavering between tactile and clicky, that it might be something to think about. You get a little bit of the best of both worlds and a little bit less of some of the downsides. Like some clicky switches are really pretty firm, pretty heavy, which some people really like and other people don't. This is a clicky switch that is really not heavy, and not super loud. I guess if you already know that you like something that feels kind of like a brown switch, this would be an easy transition, I think.
That makes sense. I find it interesting that often the switches that are friendliest to everyday use and are actually the most attractive in practice are not switches that make a statement. I always talk about the Kale Thick Gold, which is super duper clicky, and I love the sound of that. But really, in the everyday, as we've mentioned, I type on a silver, which is a very sedate type of key, right?
Right.
So to me, it's interesting because in tech, I think in general, we tend to go for the big bold statements. Everything has to be cranked up to 11.
Right.
But then when it comes to an object that you touch and type on millions of characters or more, I don't know, then suddenly that kind of brashness is less helpful. Like you might want something that's a little bit more laid back, that's a little bit less dramatic, right? And I see that in the switches in the sense that you read the spec or you even talk about the switch and it sounds a little bit boring, but then you use it and it's just a joy to use.
Right. As you were saying that, I was kind of thinking about cars. Like, if you have a family, say you have you and your partner and a couple of kids, it's like, oh, do I really want a minivan? They're so boring. But you know what? if you are packing in some kids and maybe their friends and maybe a couple of dogs and stuff, your two-seater sports car might be really fun for some day trips, some nice outings, but for hauling the kids back and forth to school and to practice and to friend's house and stuff, that minivan works. That's your workhorse.
Right. Yeah, no, I get that. Although I will say, if we're going minivan, like, to me, the minivan of key switches is the brown.
Sure.
Like, that would be the workhorse. I don't know what car the MX White would be, the box white would be.
Maybe it's a plug-in electric minivan.
It's got utility, but maybe a little bit more.
Right.
I like it. Awesome.
Right. Or maybe it's getting the 6-cylinder instead of the 4. So I think it's kind of a fun switch. As you were saying, not as flashy and extreme and up to 11 as some of the really clicky or, you know, super tactile or super heavy switches. It's a good everyday switch for heavy use, I think, if you still kind of want a little bit of a click.
That makes sense. Awesome.
Yeah.
Anything else we want to say about the box white?
I think that pretty much covers it.
Sounds good. Well, thank you very much then. I guess we'll talk again on the next one.
Sure. Thank you.
Talk soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.